Hello, joyous viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television. Last week, we introduced you to Faith, a remarkable dog who used her own faith, persistence, and a little help from her human family to learn something truly unique, how to walk, run, and play on her hind legs.
I think she thinks she's a human. I mean, look at her walking around. She just gets around just as good as we do.
But Faith's owners say the 1.5-year-old is just like every other dog. Well, there is one noticeable difference. Faith walks upright. She was born without her front legs and with little chance of survival. But the Stringfellow family adopted her, nursed her to health, and trained her to hop around.
Faith and her caregiver, Jude Stringfellow, are back this week with more stories about Faith, the dog who inspires others by refusing to let her appearance and situation bring her down. Her playful spirit and loving nature help others to see that one does not need to look perfect on the outside to be perfectly amazing inside and out. As more people find out about Faith, thanks to several books written by Jude and high-profile appearances on shows like The Oprah Winfrey Show and The Montel Williams Show, Jude and Faith have received more and more mail thanking them for sharing their heart-touching story and how it has transformed others for the better. In fact, Faith was the missing link in the Stringfellow family who helped them heal during a difficult time.
We weren't a family. We weren't really united. My son and I
kind
were
broken,
but the girls were broken, terribly broken by experiences they had had. And so Faith made us, I tell people, we were like, the four of us were like a hand, but she was the thumb that crossed over us and made us a fist and made us strong again.
So what are some touching stories of how she's impacted your personal lives?
Well, Katie, my daughter, has asthma. And so sometimes, you know, she gets depressed about that fact. I mean, she's an active, wonderful, beautiful girl, but asthma slows her down. We used to say that God gave her asthma so she wouldn't take over the world because she's that, you know, that charismatic. Yeah. And so sometimes I saw Katie, you know, petting Faith and just saying, well, you know, I have a disability, you have a disability, we're going to make it. So I just kind of saw that one time, and it was just really touching to my life. My son is in the Army. There's a connection there. When my son was gone and when he was in Iraq, I could kind of hug my dog and kind of feel like I was at least hugging my other soldier. She doesn't think like you and I. If there's an adversity in her life, she doesn't think of it as an adversity. She just says, oh, well, you know, I'm going to do the best I can. And if she needs help, she asks for help. And that's so important because we don't ask for help like we should.
It was this attitude to life that helped inspire a stranger across the country who has never even met Faith but heard about her through a nurse.
People constantly email me or write me and tell me how Faith changed her life. One that comes to mind is a man in California who has not yet met Faith, but her story is so imposing on his life that he tells everyone about her. His name is Aaron Landale, and he was an over-the-road trucker. He was doing drugs. He was doing alcohol while driving, and he got put into rehab to save his life. And he says while he was there, one of his nurses had a photo of Faith on her stand, and she told him the story of Faith. So when she left, when he was graduating, she gave him a photo of Faith and said, this is what you need to remember. It doesn't matter, you know, what you look like inside or outside or what you think about other people are thinking about you. It's who you are and what you choose to do. If you are given a bad situation, it's how you respond to it that makes your character. And she said, be like Faith. And so he is, and he continues to be an inspiration to other truckers, over-the-road truckers, and he's rehabilitating them now.
Jude shares yet another story about Faith's far-reaching influence, this time stirring the life of a student from Egypt.
One of my students this week, Lulu Nabib, she said to me, she was in Egypt, that's where she lives, and she said while she was in Egypt, she felt like wanting to end her life and saw the YouTube on Faith from the Oprah show, and then she saw another one from another show, and then she kept following Faith's story. When she came to America to start a new life, to get away from where she was, and lo and behold, I became her teacher, and she was like, this is a miracle. How did that happen? And so whenever she thinks of Faith now, she thinks of a savior, she said.
Wow.
So that's important to me.
Incredible. Faith's human family are devout Christians, and their beliefs in helping the less fortunate played a part in their decision to adopt Faith into their homes, despite never having cared for a disabled animal before.
So they say that there's an intrinsic connection between God and dogs, especially when we think about unconditional love. So what role has spirituality and maybe religion played for you?
I'm a Christian, and in my faith, we have to ask for salvation. And so when we do ask for it, it's freely given. It's given to anyone who asks. So like Faith, she asked for help. We freely gave her the help. Then she became healthy and turned around and started helping the world.
So giving Faith's condition, do you think it takes a special caregiver for
you
this?
Know, I have to say it does take a lot of commitment. If they don't have the time to commit with it, they need to find a person who can. Any animal with any special needs, you need to have the commitment to the animal, not just a showcase or a trophy. Because Faith is lucky. Her back, her joints, everything is fine. Not necessarily in every other dog's situation. So they should always be vet checked.
Faith truly lives up to her name, which in itself is a reminder to others to have faith in themselves and in a higher compassionate power, no matter what their religious or spiritual beliefs.
And they can look at what she did in her life, just a short eight years, and they can actually say to themselves, I can make it. I can do this. No matter what it is, I have power, because if God will do this for a little dog, he'll certainly do this for me. Her name transcends all religions. She's really very popular in the Islamic faith as well as the Christian faith, so it's fantastic.
As we found out last week, Faith had the honor of becoming an E-5 United States Army Sergeant, a title given to grant her more access to people whose lives she wanted to comfort and brighten. With a sergeant status, she was able to go into all the wards at the many area hospitals and make many new friends. But just how much does she travel to meet new people?
I know she's gone at least 200 flights alone on American Airlines.
Wow.
You do 50, 60 times. Now it's now about 20 or 30 times a year. She is older. She's almost 9. And so we're cutting down on some of the things that we do simply because of her age. But her her activities haven't slowed down that much. She doesn't want to quit. So when she wants to quit, we will quit.
With so many frequent flyer miles, Faith has enough saved up to travel all parts of the world when she retires, if she ever slows down. We've told you some touching tales of how Faith has been able to change the lives of humans, but what about other dogs? Faith loves them too. She takes the time to greet her peers, who are sometimes inspired to emulate her human-like walk.
Now Faith's fancy footwork is contagious. Watch how a furry friend in this Petco in Arcadia, Oklahoma, rises up to greet Faith.
In 2010, Yvette Boz, who is a longtime admirer of Faith, did something extraordinary for a little disabled dog named Rue. She adopted him into her home. Rue, like Faith, is also missing his two front legs and therefore cannot walk or stand like most other canines. Faith's own ability to adapt gave Yvette the confidence to train and care for the adorable young Chihuahua. So many people have heard of Faith that she was almost cast in the fourth Harry Potter film, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. How? The film's crew and producers heard of her almost magical ability to walk upright, and were going to cast her in a scene depicting the first challenge in the Goblet of Fire. In said scene, the wizard Cedric Diggory was to drop his wand accidentally while reciting an incantation. As a result, he would create an ultra dog only possible in the magical world, Faith. Despite the logistics not working out, the cast and crew of the movie loved hearing Faith's story and hoped to meet her one day. So what does one of the world's most famous dogs do for fun?
Are you kidding? The world's most famous dog likes to stay under my bed. I mean, all day long. She's a cave dog, and she likes to go under the cave and watch what's going on. So she likes to have all of the covers up on top of the bed so she can see from all corners. She likes to watch what's going on. Someone asked me, they said, we should put a webcam on her collar or something. I said, you just see the underside of my bed all day long. But when she say the words, let's go, then she knows she's going to go outside and play, or else she's going to go on TV somewhere.
So what's a typical day from start to finish with Faith?
For Faith, again, she starts out on top of my bed. And then she goes and plays with the other dogs. And she likes to look at the horses. And then she'll play with other dogs. And then she goes back under the bed. She has a little safety zone, I guess you'd say, under the bed. So that's it. And then I come home and she wants to play in love with me. And then she goes back to bed. So she's a typical dog. She really is. She is definitely in the present moment. She is. She's a great Buddhist. So tell people.
We thank the Stringfellow family for their faith and love in caring for such an exceptional being who has since blessed countless lives. We wish you and Faith many more years in one another's warm company. Magnificent viewers, thank you for joining us today for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. If you'd like to learn more about Faith, you can pick up Jude Stringfellow's latest book about her famous companion, Faith Walks, available at Amazon.com. In the meantime, read more about Faith on her website, www.faiththedog.info. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May happiness and serenity enrich your spirit and enliven your day.
For more details, please visit www.supremastertv.com/veg.